at Max. W-R-J-N. And good morning. We're going to talk 4th Fest. David Mack is with me this morning. He's on the 4th Fest committee. He's involved in everything. I don't know. I don't know where you find all the time. You give tours at SC Johnson. You are our 4th District Alder. You are working with 4th Fest. You travel around the state all weekend.
And I run a daycare center called Grandpa's Daycare Service, and I only have two special clients.
Your grandchildren, I know. I follow you. And also, are you still doing the column?
I haven't done it.
Hit and miss?
Yeah, it's been hit or miss lately. We moved it over to the Racine County Eye, and I just have not sat down. And it's something that's back of my mind because I got a lot of material to work with.
Okay, so here's your choice. A little bit of rain or sunny and hot and highs in the 90s for the 4th of July.
A little bit of rain in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
To cool things down. But we can't have rain on the parade.
Yeah.
And we can't have rain for the fireworks. We've had it a couple times where it rained while we were waiting for the fireworks, and it kind of dampened the crowd. We didn't have as big of a turnout as we would have liked, but still got the fireworks off. I don't know if the fireworks have ever been canceled because of rain. I do know one year I was driving in the parade. I wasn't an alderman yet, and I had a couple aldermen in my car. I believe it was Ron Hart, who just passed away last week, and Michael Shields. So they're sitting in the back of the convertible. We get to the Golden Rondelle, which is the official end of the parade, and I start to put the hood up on the convertible, and boom, it just pouring rain. Good thing those guys were in the front of the parade, but I'm sure quite a few people got wet.
You know, and we used to broadcast the parade on radio, and to do that, we had this, what they call a Marty pole. It's a giant pole. They got the signal back to the station 25 feet high, and one morning we set it up, and there was a big bolt of lightning. I said, get that thing down. It's the tallest thing around here. Get it down. I don't need to be struck by lightning.
Well, I was going through some old pictures, and WRGN had a north side location on Main Street for quite a while.
The bank building.
No.
Which one are you talking about?
The Rosen residence.
Oh, yeah, that location. Yeah, we had it right on my front lawn.
Yep.
It was good. It worked out real well.
Found some pictures of you shoving a microphone in the face of Paul Ryan and David Mack and other people.
You were riding the cart. Everybody else was walking.
Yeah. Well, that was my job. I had to ride in the cart.
Yeah, right. That's good. I was talking to
the parade marshal.
You could have walked.
Yeah, parade marshals.
Hey,
I don't
blame
walk.
You. Notice I'm not walking this year.
You should. You should walk in behind the car that says WRGN on it because you're the local personality, right?
Well, Lou Bergani's going to drive his classic car. He's got these old cars,
and you're going to sit in the passenger seat waving. What you should do is WRGN Don Rosen, and you should walk like all the politicians do.
You know, I was just talking to the mayor the other day. He was in here, and he's going to walk the whole route. It's like 2 point
Usually
something miles.
He rides in that little electric steering
vehicle. He's walking.
Oh, good for him.
But I don't know, 90 degrees, you better have a lot of water with you.
Yeah.
Because you're really going to
He's probably going to have his little sweater vest and his blue blazer on, so.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
He's going to get a little warm.
Now, the good thing is it's early in the morning, so it won't be 90 degrees in the morning. It's going to be still hot and sweaty.
It'll be hot. Believe me, it'll be hot.
Okay, so I was at the driver's meeting the other day, and they said there's 140 units this year.
I had not heard the latest count, but that is a lot.
That's more. It's usually like 111, 112. Right. How'd it get to 140?
Civic pride.
That's a lot of people. Now, normally it's about a 2.5 hour to 3 hour parade.
Yeah. It'll still be, but it takes a lot of time to get those units moving. You know, we ask people to be down there and ready by 7:30. And then you're looking like, what? I got to be down there at 7:30?
No, I get here at 5:30 in the morning. 7:30 is sleeping in late. No, I'm good.
And then, in your cars by 8:30 because, we're getting ready to roll. But those are the units up front. There's a whole bunch way in the back that they don't get off the parade route, I think, until like 11 o'clock. So it's for some, it's a lot of waiting. For others, boom, they're out the gate, out the chute right away. But it's logistically, it's a lot of moving pieces. Oh. We have four or five side streets where we stage units, and then you have people that are working those side streets, making sure everybody's in place. And then when you start to get a moved, you have like those flight controllers, FAA, what do they call it? Is it flight controllers?
Yeah.
Yeah. That are kind of directing traffic, and, you know, they're pointing over here and, you know, move over here and wait, you hold, this one goes. And, you know, sometimes they're alternating because you have these big, long units on Main Street, but you have the smaller units on the side streets. Well, you might have a unit on the side street coming out, but then you got to get the bigger unit on Main Street to follow behind it. So, I mean, it's a lot of orchestration that goes into getting this going. And then we have two guys or gals or a mixture that stand on Main and Gould, and their whole job is to direct in, all right, you know, because we might have a unit coming off of Gould Street and then one off of Main Street, or there might be two, yeah, and it's like, okay, you go now, you go, and they're the parade starters, and they're like the conductor.
I watched it, and it's one thing if you just have cars to deal with, mm-hmm. but some of these groups have a lot of students or a lot of people that are going to walk.
Right.
And they're like little flies buzzing around, and you got to get them together and pay attention.
Right.
And, you know, people are excited. They're, you know, I'm going to be in the parade. And I understand that. But you got to get together. You got to pay attention. And they're drifting off down the line somewhere, and they're going back and forth. I saw that last time. And I'd be the person on the bullhorn yelling at them, screaming at them. But people have patience now.
That's because you're a curmudgeon.
That's right. I'm a grump. So last year, we get out of our car, and I'm standing there. This is I forget the name of the car, but it's an old, from the 1950s.
Right.
It's an old car. And it looks in mint condition. I mean, Lou Regani takes good care of these cars. And I see green dripping out from the radiator onto the, right by the curb, but it's really coming out. And I say, Lou, come here. I think, what is this coming
out? And then Lou's like, yeah, don't worry about
that. That's what he said. He said, yeah. I overfilled the bucket, so it's just coming out. I said, but why is it even coming out of the car? I mean, it shouldn't be, and it's coming out a lot. I said, we'll make it. Yeah. And
yep, that's Lou.
And I'm staring at this green just oozing out of the car. And it's a clutch car. And a clutch car, you know, when you're dealing with a manual mm-hmm. transmission of the parade, that's a lot of shifting.
So a little tidbit for you. Back when I was in college, I had the number one political talk show in Kenosha on cable TV.
Lou Regani worked
with Lou Regani was my producer.
Man.
And did a bang-up job. And so I score an interview with Morton Downey Jr., who was going to be appearing at the Riverside. Remember Morton Downey Jr.?
I remember him.
He's the guy that yelled at people while smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
So
and that did him in.
We're up in the green room at the Riverside, and we're doing this interview with them. And it was Dennis Milutinovich, who was on the Kenosha School Board at one point, myself and Lou Regani. Lou brings the camera. We're going remote, except we're just going to tape it. And he couldn't get the camera working. And it was a phenomenal interview because Morton Downey Jr., he just was his private or persona was much different than his TV persona. Actually, turned out to be a great guy and everything. He was a songwriter. I mentioned one of his songs that was a hit. He started to play it on the guitar and sing it for us. And it's like, I would have won the Jones Inner Cable award that year just for this interview. And then when we get back, Lou figures out that he forgot to flip a switch or something on it. It's like, Lou!
And his father was a big orchestra leader, Morton was Downey Sr.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant Lou Regani. Lou Regani Sr.
Yeah, he was a big orchestra leader.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the parade.
All right.
Now, it kicks off.
I got a lot of stuff to kick it, to
all right,
to
we're going to we're gonna get to everything.
You sure? We're running out of time.
We're not running out. We're running out when I say we run out. Okay. Kicks off with a lot of motorcycles.
Well, at 8:30. No.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
No. Parade kicks off at 9.
No, the pre-parade I'm talking
pre-parade.
About.
Pre-parade.
A lot of noise.
Yeah, that's usually at 8:30.
Oh, is it 8:30?
Okay. Yeah. And that is, you're right, it's a lot of noise. It's the stuff that we're moving down the parade route quickly. So it's motorcycles. I think they throw the antique cars in there.
Fire engines.
Fire engines.
Police cars.
Yep. All the stuff with loud tractors. JIK says a number of their tractors. So the pre-parade is kind of exciting, but it's not the parade. It's the pre-parade.
I describe that to people who don't live here. My friends, they say, what is a pre-parade? Well, it's the parade before the parade. Well, I don't understand it. Why don't you just call it the parade? I said, listen, don't involve me in this. Yeah.
So I don't know how even that started, but as long as I can remember, we've had a pre-parade.
And then there's a gap.
Yeah.
After the pre-parade.
A little gap. There shouldn't be much of a gap, but yeah.
Okay, let's talk about what's on your list.
All right, so the Racine Raiders this year are going to be our honorary Grand Marshals.
Yeah.
You know, we try to pick somebody significant. And occasionally we'll have a group that's selected. But in the past, we've had Caron Butler. We've had Leroy Butler. I think we had Joey and Anna Lagathe. So we've had a number of notables. Oh, I remember coming out to the staging area one year because Barbara McNair was the Grand Marshal.
Oh, wow, the actress, yeah.
And she was in an Elvis movie.
Which Elvis movie was she in? Oh, but don't tell me. It must have been one of his later ones. If I list it, we know it?
I know it.
Okay. It wasn't The Trouble with Girls. It wasn't Charo. I'm thinking it was later ones. Live a Little, Love a Little. It wasn't that, was it? It wasn't Change of Habit.
Yep, Change of Habit.
With Mary Tyler Moore and Barbara McNair. Right? That was it.
So I found a great picture once of Elvis, Mahalia Jackson, and Barbara McNair. And Mahalia Jackson asked Elvis if he would do a benefit for her. And he said, yeah, but I think she said she knew he never would because Colonel wouldn't authorize it, and he didn't do it. But I said to Barbara McNair, anyone that's been in an Elvis movie is great in my book.
We get back to the parade. I notice some of these bands, and I'm not sure if they did in this parade, they wear these heavy uniforms.
Yeah.
I mean, really woolen uniforms. That are really 90 degrees. That's going to be tough to march in a parade.
You know, the last couple years, I've noticed that some of the bands ditch the uniforms, but we also have seen the band shrink. After COVID, I think a lot of these marching bands lost some momentum. But we have the Badger Band coming back, and they are fun, and they wear shorts and a red T-shirt. But those guys and gals will get down and lay on the street and play their instruments, and they run all over and very energetic and put on a great show. But let's...
With the dogs in the show, I always feel bad for these dogs in the parade. The pavement could be hot, for one thing, and you got to keep these dogs hydrated.
Yep.
And by the way, if you come to the Rosen household, we always put water out in front of the house for people who have dogs walking, not in the parade, but, on the sidewalk. We always keep a water bin out there for the dogs. It's free, too. No charge.
Uh-oh. I've always been waiting for Don Rosen to run a bottle of cold water out to me, but it never happens. All right. So Jeff Coe is our Mark Mr. Racine Ike Horse Spirit of Racine Award winner. Mark Eichhorst had a program here on WRHN, which I frequently co-hosted with him when he would invite me to do so. And Mark was known as Mr. Racine.
Yep.
He promoted everything Racine. And so after he passed away, his pastor came to me and said, we have some money left over from Mark's estate. We'd like to make a donation to Fourth Fest. Would you consider creating a Mark Eichhorst Spirit of Racine Award? And I was the president of the board at the time. I brought it back, and sure, it's not an award we give out every year per se, but we've had some, I think, exceptional people. Our first award winner was a guy by the name of Dustin, and he started, asked me why I love Racine. And he just reminded me of Mark in the way he promoted Racine and everything positive. And Jeff Coe is one of those guys where you'll see him pushing a wheelbarrow down Main Street, and he has it filled with a bunch of goods, and he sells raffle tickets. So I told the grandkids, oh, look at that homeless guy. So when they were younger, they walked up to him and said, Grandpa, it's a homeless guy. And
would you like a sandwich, sir?
So we were at a party the other day, and Jeff Coe shows up, and he has his granddaughter. So my six-year-old grandson, Jeff says, do you know who I am? And Tanner looks at him and says, yeah, you're the homeless guy. And then Tanner was in the bouncy house playing with Jeff's granddaughter, and he didn't know it was the granddaughter, but he says to her, did you know your dad's homeless?
David Mack, our alder in the 4th District, and also on the 4th Fest Committee. I noticed you came empty-handed today with no Yum Yum Donuts or anything.
I never bring donuts, but I brought two phones this time instead of one, so I could hear you saying, get off your phone.
You know, in all the years I've been here, I don't think I've ever eaten in the building except for a meeting we had and they served lunch. I don't think I've ever eaten anything in this building.
That's wrong.
What's that?
That's wrong.
No, I just don't.
No, you have.
When was that?
When I used to do election night coverage, I brought in a couple pizzas one night and you were munching on them.
No, probably because it was past my dinner time, but when I work in mornings for all these years, I just don't eat. They bring in donuts and everything. I don't eat them.
Very
anyway,
good.
What's that?
I said very good.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. It looks like I've been eating them, but I really haven't.
Well, you know, I went through a bunch of pictures from over the years. Yeah. And you have a much slimmer face than you did back in the day.
Well, that's because I haven't had a haircut for a while. So my mother used to say, you look like the wild man of Borneo. Get a haircut.
Although we were at a party the other day, so I said, Don Rosen walks, and I said, are you Don Rosen, the famous radio personality from WRJN? And he gets this smile. He says, well, yes, I am. I said, could I get a picture with you, sir? So I took a selfie with Don Rosen. And I'm 6 foot tall. I'm not necessarily short, but I looked short in this picture next to Don Rosen. The guy, and unfortunately you can't see him, the guy's like 7'2". 320 pounds, fit, buff, the whole bit, with curly hair and looks like a famous actor.
So when I didn't shave, my mother used to say, what you shave? You look like you escaped from Attica. My mother always drew a picture. All right, so we're talking about Fourth Fest. The big parade is coming up this Friday. And the good part about it, it's on a Friday. So,
oh, yeah.
So Saturday and Sunday, most people just have the day off. The bad part is people like it when it's on a Thursday because then they take off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they come up with some phony excuse to get off on Monday, and they make it into a mini vacation. But it's on Friday, which is good for me because I don't have to get up the next morning.
Yes,
and
right.
I love that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Thursday night on July 3rd, we have our party on
Monument Square.
On Monument Square. We have Pat McCurdy, a well-known, very popular musician coming in to provide entertainment. We'll be selling raffle tickets, and Jeff Coe will be pushing his wheelbarrow around and giving some of the proceeds from his raffle tickets to Fourth Fest that evening. And so it's just a fun night. We kind of created that years ago as an opportunity. You know, people have friends and family coming in from out of town for the 4th of July. And, you know, what do? You know, let's do something. And so we decided to throw this party on the square, invite people to come down, hear some good music. We'll have some food trucks there. We'll have liquid refreshments. And just it's family friendly. I bring the kids every year. They run around and climb on Monument Square, and it's just a good time. And it helps to fund Fourth Fest because it is one of our fundraisers. Talking about funding Fourth Fest, it costs a lot of money to put on a parade. And you're thinking, why does it cost a lot of money? Well, there's a lot of moving pieces. We have to pay to televise the parade. And people have asked year after year, you know, is it going to be on TV? So we do that. The golf carts that you see us riding around in, those cost money. We have to rent radios. Those cost money. Some of the attractions, an out-of-state band, marching band, cost money because they need help, you know, getting here. And they come on big buses and stuff like that. And it's not fair for them to fundraise, you know, to have to go someplace. So, you know, some of these things do cost money. So we're raising money throughout the year. You guys were promoting our golf outing that we had recently. We had a party down the street from your house. It was a block party to raise money. But you can also go online,
You don't need the W's anymore, just so you know.
Fourthfest.org. And Fourth Fest isn't spelled out. It's an actual number four.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Fourthfest.org.
So 4TH Fest?
Yes.
.org. Okay.
Yeah. And you can donate online anytime, all day, all night. We never shut down.
like other internet services that shut down at 7 o'clock,
yes,
right?
At midnight. So go online. And then on parade day, we have people driving around with barrels. And we ask people to reach deep into their pocket, put a $100 bill in there, put a $50 bill in there, put a $20 bill in there.
Keep going. Keep going.
If you're a kid, throw some pennies in there, some quarters. We'll take it all. Bring your change jar from home, your swear jar, whatever it is, and help us fund the parade each year by donating. And money that we raise this year not only goes to offset the expenses of this year's parade, but it gives us a cushion for next year to be able to to fundraise. I want to talk about...
Before you do that, I want to get this rule in that I keep forgetting to bring up. If you're on the parade route, you cannot set up before 5 a.m. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's not our parade rule. It's a city rule.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't set up.
Call your alderman.
And from somebody who lives on the parade route, my wife is there. She's looking at we set up on our front lawn first, and then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Move the chairs out at 5 a.m. But the police will make you move. They do go up and down Main Street. Mm. And if you're set up before 5 o'clock, they say, move. Come on. You can't set. It's not fair to the people who live in the houses on Main Street. Because if you're going to set up at 3 a.m., you know, people, and they're noisy. You know, they're not noisy like radios. But, you know, they're talking right outside your bedroom
window. Well, they're talking and they're drinking and they're having a party.
So anyway, it is 5 a.m. and they stick to that. So if you're planning on setting up at 4, they will make you move. And they'll wait till you move, too. Pick up your stuff.
I think this year I'm going to try something different. I'm going to stand outside Don Rosen's house at 4:59 a.m.
I'm going to hit you with a water balloon if you do that.
And I'll see if I can beat his wife to... You know? See, I'll already be on the sidewalk. She's going to be on the front porch. And I'm going to get my blanket put down. Boom!
I'm going to hit you with the hose.
And I'll have the grandkids there ready to sit on the blanket and stake our spot.
You know what? There's a lot of room. You're more than welcome. Yeah, we have relatives who come over, and they're you know, regulars. And so we set, you know, a scope out. We put chairs out there. But there's plenty of room. And, you know, even in front of our driveway, we let people sit there because where we're going. You can't, think any. So, and people say, can we park in front of your, you know, sit our butts in front of your driveway? Be my guest. We're not going anywhere. So, you know, take up the whole driveway. So, it's, you know, you got to be nice if you live on the street and everything. And,
yep.
Yeah. Be kind. Yeah. And go ahead. What's the next on
your list? All right. List? So, Mr. Fourth Fest. Yesterday, we got the sad news that Paul Schacht, one of our longtime board members, and Paul was the parade committee chair for 10 years running. He passed away. We knew he had been sick. a while back, we were told he was in hospice, although they said, oh, he's home and he's calling. He was still sending us emails saying, you know, I don't like this thing or I like this. And so he was still giving his 2 cents and up until, you know, a few weeks ago. But sadly, he passed away. It would have been nice if he could have held on till after the 4th because he just lived and breathed, you know, the 4th of July and our 4th Fest board and in the parade. He was up there in age, and he was still chalking the curb lines the day before the parade because if you're in the parade, we would measure out on our side streets, the staging area. A certain amount of space for each entry, and so we would chalk that out, and that way you knew where to park when you came in. So, you know, he could have let somebody younger do that or whatever, but he was still very, very engaged up until the end. So we knew his health was declining. He decided to resign from the board, and we made him an emeritus board member so he could still have all the perks. If he wanted to still come to a board meeting, he could, but he was under no obligation to show up if he decided not to. And the decision was made. Our board president, Jake Lovedahl, called me yesterday, called a few other people. What do you think about making Paul Mr. Fourth Fest posthumously? And I said, Jake, I think it's a great idea. I think you should just make the decision unilaterally. And anyone gives you trouble, we'll have your back, you know, type of thing. So we'll be honoring him that way. Also, 10:47 a.m., we have our military flyover, which is always pretty cool. You know, I forgot all about it last year. I was so engrossed in the parade that I did not get a picture, but I always try to get a picture. It's hard to shoot that flyover, though, because it's coming through so fast, and it's gone. And then 1 year, they miss a parade route completely. All of a sudden, I'm watching, and these planes are flying west of Main Street. It's like, guys, I'm waving my hands right now.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like one of those air guys, and it's over here, not over there, but...
I know what they were saying, too. Some dope is waving to us down in the street. Let's drop a bomb on him.
Yeah.
David Mack, our 4th District Alder, is here, and we are talking about the big 4th Fest parade coming up. How long have you been on the 4th Fest committee?
I got on right after I...
In 1906.
No. Kind of interesting. My dad was involved in the parade when I was a youngster. He had a friend, Red Hughes, who had a bunch of horses and carriages. And Red was asked to be in the parade every year with a number of horses. He had carriages. He had a stagecoach. And so Red couldn't drive all these carriages by himself. And he asked my dad every year to drive one of the carriages. So my dad would be in the parade. We'd get pawned off to an aunt or uncle, and we'd go to the parade, and we'd wave to my dad when we saw him. Daddy. But it was back then, a lot of the dignitaries got to ride in horse and buggy, which I thought was kind of cool. And you don't see that anymore, unfortunately. The only horses that we have are La Tapatias.
The dancing horses.
Yeah, which are always a crowd favorite. But, you know, to have a horse and buggy, a carriage in there would be kind of cool. But when I was in high school, my dad worked for Schaefer Pontiac. And he was asked to coordinate the cars, the convertibles that they would loan. And he says, you want to drive in the parade and get a couple buddies? So I had some buddies that... agreed to help. We went to Schaefer. We got our cars. And so the 1 year I got to drive Les Aspin.
Oh, yeah, the congressman.
And
yeah.
Then I drove Dennis Cornwolf. And then the first year I worked for the county, my dad said, you're going to be driving Dennis Cornwolf this year. I'm like, oh, boy. And then the next year, Dennis's secretary calls. She says, will you be driving Dennis this year? He'd like you to be his driver. Like, oh, great. You know,
when I was in the Milwaukee 4th of July parade one year, the movie Pink Cadillac had just come out with Clint Eastwood. They had the pink Cadillac from the movie they used.
Oh, nice.
So I got to ride in that. The problem was it had a lot of problems to it. It was not a fine working car. And this thing was kept stalling. And we got through the parade, but it was the pink Cadillac.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo machine stalled one year when we had it in the parade. So anyway, so I drove in the parade for a number of years. And then when I became an alderman, I was in the parade. And when I left being an alderman in April of 2011, I volunteered for the parade that July. And then they asked me to be on the board in September, October time frame. So I've been on the board since 2011, and as a result, I've been working hands-on with the parade. But my volunteering with the parade actually went back to probably 87.
Whoa, long
time. 1987.
Now, you guys did something that the New York Times newspaper did, and I'll tell you what it was. There was a big newspaper strike years ago. I remember when it happened. They had about five newspapers in New York at this time, and they all went on strike, except the New York Times, even though they were on strike, printed one page.
That's right. You mentioned that frequently.
And they did it to keep be the paper of record, and they never missed an edition. But it was only one page they put out. You guys did that during COVID.
Right. Next year will be our 90th
continuous
parade.
And you did that on COVID because you kept it continuous. You only had, I think, the Calliope came down the street.
Well, there were about 10 entries. Maybe, see, the mayor said we could only have, you know, maybe 10. We actually fudged it, had maybe 15. But we actually had Miss Wisconsin that year. Very rare that we get Miss Wisconsin in the parade because the Miss Wisconsin pageant is usually held later or much earlier, and so they get booked elsewhere. And Miss Wisconsin was from Racine. It was, I forget what her name was, Bohm. I forget what her first name was. But anyway, so we had her. We had the Wienermobile. We had the Calliope. We had a few other things going on, and we drove it through Racine.
There was a car ahead of it going, the parade is coming. The parade is coming. Everybody, the parade is coming. And everybody went out of their house. It wasn't, there weren't people on a route, but yeah, at least,
So then when we had another Miss Racine that became Miss Wisconsin a few years back, and I know her mom, and I asked, is there any way we can get your daughter to be in the parade this year? And so we had to pay extra because it's handled separately, and we were able to book Miss Wisconsin. So we've had Miss Wisconsin a few years, but this year the pageant was just a couple weeks ago. Miss Racine was already scheduled to be in the parade, so right now I'm anticipating that Miss Wisconsin, a.k.a. the former Miss Racine, will be with us on Friday.
Excellent,
We also have a World War One battle tank, which will be driving down the parade route. And did I mention that donations are welcome anytime online? We're open 24/7, www.4thfest.org.
That's the number 4 with a TH.
Yes, number 4 with a TH. And July 3rd, we have our party on Monument Square with Pat McCurdy, a very popular musician. And so we encourage you to come on out on July 3rd. And don't forget the fireworks on July 4th. We have one of the best fireworks shows in the state.
And what a great viewing stand, the hills at North Beach.
Yep, exactly.
That's beautiful viewing.
And you can even see them from Don's backyard if you want.
The trees. No, you can't anymore. The trees are so grown now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. My wife said when she first moved into that house, you could see the fireworks clear as day. Now the trees are so big.
Oh.
And we didn't, they're not cut. We Energies didn't chop them down yet.
But people say, when are the fireworks in Racine? They're on July 4th. and they're at dusk. When's dusk?
At 9:30.
Yeah, about 9:30-ish, but it all depends on when the sun goes down. And then the other frequent question we get is, when is the 4th of July parade in Racine? And we let them know it's
on. In August. August 3rd.
It's on the 4th of July. 8:30 pre-parade, 9 a.m. The parade kicks off on Gould Street and Main, and it goes all the way to the Golden Rondelles on 14th Street. So it's a long parade, about 2.5 miles long. Don Rosen will be in it, and we look forward to seeing everyone.
I love having you here.
Yeah, I love being here.
It's always good talking to you. I always have a good time.
I even got a haircut last week because I was supposed to be on last Tuesday.
Still holding that anger in, aren't you? David Mack, our 4th District Alder, board member for 4th Fest, and we thank you very much for coming. I can't wait for the parade.
Thank you.
It's going to be
very much.
A beautiful day is being planned.